playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge. Yeah. We're staying living large. Yeah. We're the one who fly. Yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the backseat boys are back.
Welcome back to Spokecast, everyone. Johnny Cashmere here, along with...
Hey, everybody. Phil.
What's up, Phil? Sticking it right up.
What do you mean? Got
something, something you want to say?
I'm here before everybody else.
You are on time. I love it. Everyone loves breaking balls that you're not on time. I'm so glad you're on time.
It's not like I have like a over 2 hour drive home most days.
What's up, Tommy boy?
Not much. I'm just admiring the fact that our president is actually punctual, but his tan has been reduced to a mere likeness to his background. So I guess if you can't beat him, join him.
They used a little magic wand to match the background color.
That's Johnny, the graphic designer, talking.
It is an auto adjust. So, like, even if I adjust my light, it'll like slowly white fade me back out.
I mean, what I was going to say is that it almost looked like you didn't have glasses last episode because you were so dark. It kind of matched like the frames.
Love it. Oh, I meant to flip out because now I have clear frame glasses when I'm not dealing with a migraine.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how it looked last week. Full disclosure.
Phil, I believe anything you say to me right now. You say it, it's got to be true. That's how you look.
You got superpowers.
For real. Hell yeah. So anyway, how was everyone's week? Tommy, how was your week, brother? A lot of traveling?
A lot of traveling. I don't know if anyone caught my stories, but yeah, Tommy Grayson and airports don't exactly go so well. I was dubbed Tommy Road Rage by the Duke, I believe, either this weekend or last weekend while operating a car. So, you know, I'm just happy to be home yet again. And, you know, as much as I really am not a fan of The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home.
Yeah, that's true. Do we have anything on tap for later by any chance?
Oh, we got plenty of bad areas and not exactly... Like multiple bad areas, but not exclusive to the typical bad areas that we've been thinking. I'm gonna put a new perspective on what a bad area is, because let's just say after this weekend or, you know, several traveling weekends, I would rather be, you know, behind the wheel of my own vehicle than travel in public moving forward. But that's just me. Well,
it is opening day of baseball. The Phillies won. We found out. So I guess you could say, as we honor opening day, you're going to throw a bad area curveball or two today that we're going to try to hit. But bingo. In addition to that, we also start our watch alongs. We have footage of the last event, Key to the City, thanks to Reality 5 Media. And we are going to watch the JP Grayson, one half of the Backseat Boys, his singles match with Griffin McCoy. We're going to watch that in just a little bit. And a brand new segment is going to debut, a second brand new segment called Fishing for Influence. Here's the show tonight, everybody.
JP rolls Griffin out of the corner. Boots meeting face.
All right, we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. Since Raw's on early, we're going to give you your fix of wrestling right here. How's that? Sound good?
Tara, what it do, Tara?
How you doing? Blue. How you doing?
Hell yeah, man. So anyway, so we're going to watch a little bit of the match. We're going to probably try to watch most of the match, in all honesty. And we also have a couple segments coming up today. But before we do any of that, I want to wish a very special congratulatory graphic. The people over at Eclipse Graphics were nice enough to make this. Check this out. Lavari killing it on the UK charts.
awesome. Big right there.
All right, Lavari. From 28
to 14, right? That's huge. That's third week on the chart. Amazing.
What's that, a 14 jump?
Yeah, half. Mm-hmm.
Now, salute to Lavari. Salute to Lavari, big time.
And he's going to be performing that song on the 27th. We were talking about it. At least a mashup of that song of some kind. But pretty excited about that, to be honest with you. That's pretty neat.
They're going to end up booing Lavari on his chart-topping song. They're going to boo him out the building as well.
He's killing it, man.
Nah, he is.
I don't even know what to say. The battle of the billboards, right? And now he's literally climbing the billboards in the UK.
Actively.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you know what else I found out? You know how Vinny Pacifico is like a brand ambassador for an energy drink, right?
Right.
So is Miami Mike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look on his Instagram. It says right there he's a brand ambassador, and it's a good one, too. So we're going to look into that too and see what we could, this, like I said, man, some of this stuff just writes itself, guys.
It really does. I mean, you know, Vinny Pacifico versus Miami Mike, you know, I think maybe we should Vince Russo it up a little bit and make this energy drink on a pole match.
Peggy, what up, Peggy?
Billboard on a pole match. Billboard on a building match.
There you go. Bro, it writes itself, bro.
Sure does, brother. Should we start the watch along?
I think we should, yeah.
Do people need something? All right, let's see what's up here. Let's go into Harris Casino.
Representing Psychopathic Records, weighing in at 185 pounds, J.P. Grayson!
As I was saying, J.P. Grayson holding up those tag team titles that he's won here in SPO over in JCW as well. But you know what this isn't? A tag team match. Let's see how he fares in singles competition.
Great crowd.
Yeah, was Griffin already in the ring?
I think so, yeah.
That's a shame. Poor Griff.
Wasn't even worthy of an entrance.
No way. Really? Yeah,
let's get back to it. Got to watch your brother take his...
Great. The fans are here.
I'm just going to call it Todd Peace.
Grayson are veterans of tag team wrestling, but they are also sound singles competitors as they are stalwarts of SPO.
The simulated wrestling. Panty removal.
They are formidable singles players, but that is not their cup of tea. Out of his element.
Griffin's got a little size on him.
World of singles wrestling right now.
I like those tights on Griffin.
Can we silence these fans?
They look
No, the fans Matrix. Is what makes this great. The fans are here for the key to city. In Harris Casino in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Referee Jason Feinberg does a fine job.
Here we go. Big time size difference.
Good call by Reefer.
Floating around for the go behind.
Griffin McCoy with the big
yeah, Reefer's great on commentary.
Grabbing an arm up, that's not going to last long. McCoy with the bridge.
Action.
Bounce off onto his feet, right back to the arm.
With that wrist control, putting Grayson to one knee.
Yeah, easily right now. Roll through, spin around.
I keep thinking I hear Phil.
On. Oh, cartwheeling.
Got to use holiday. The quickness that he's doing right now to keep on top of the top guy.
That leg right drop here. And then that shoulder and joint control.
Chris Bristow?
Right into the corner.
You can see there, Griffin covering the mouth and nose.
It is Bristow, I think.
Smothering him in every movement.
Wrenching the chin.
I said that.
Oh, right to the eye.
And the eye
right
poke.
In front of the
ref. Here I was.
So we can stop at the eye poke. What do you think so far, Tommy? Your brother killing it or what?
Yeah. I mean, this is the type of wrestling that he enjoys when him and I are not tagging together. You know, little inside joke, little reference to Ed and Eddie. We called each other the Ed boys, and I'm hardcore Ed boy because I like using the furniture and doing the stuff that I did last time with Ruckus and Christian Ross and stuff. And I thrive in that type of jungle. Whereas my brother, I call him Chris Candido Leapfrog Ed Boy, because he likes to do his textbook universal spots and his scientific wrestling. So, you know, JP excels very well at it. And I think Griffin was the perfect opponent to sort of, you know, showcase that he can and is a competent singles wrestler, you know, in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the stuff they were doing in there is reminiscent of things you might see from Simon Gotch, things you might see from Drew Gulak, you know, some real catches, catch Ken grappling, Phil Stamper, things like that. Phil, did you notice that too?
I did. I'm happy to see that kind of style come out. I've always seen you guys in more of a tag team environment. That's a different kind of structure of what happens in a match. You see them in singles competition.
Why? Right.
Got you. So, guys, the new segment, Fishing for Influence, I was thinking about doing that soon. You think I could bang it out real quick? Would that be all right?
Yeah, why not?
You guys take your cool time, bro. Do it up.
Work all that right, magic.
So Fishing for Influence. So you see we got the little fishing poles in there.
Okay.
With shining microphones trying to attract. So what we're going to do is every week or whenever we feel so inclined, we are going to mention and learn about a viral internet influencer / minor celebrity that we mark out for and want inspo wrestling. So the first edition this week is a man on Instagram you may have heard of called the Fly Lawyer. My brother Robbie found this guy. I can't even take credit. Check this guy out, man. Follow it's the Fly Lawyer.
I could approve that he's fly.
Definitely. Oh wow.
Look. Hell yeah. Now, this guy would be perfect in SPO wrestling at Harris Casino. Our fans in Chester would adore him. Look at his briefcase. Imagine him walking to the ring with somebody.
But it's real. Right. It looks like a gimmick, but it's real life.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. I love that the briefcase actually matches the pattern and the texture and the color scheme of the suit. Sure. No, can you go back to the pink real quick? Go back to the pink real quick.
This?
Yes. Okay, so he doesn't have the briefcase here, but you see the hat matches the sports jacket with the pants, but then also the jewelry too. But then also he's got the shirt and the tie, and then that matches the shirt, the shoes rather, and the watch. So this guy,
he got that coronation.
Is there something embroidered on his collar? Like, he could have something written on his collar on both sides, too. You see that?
Yep.
Are they lapel pins?
It could be. It could say Fly Lawyer. We have to analyze this video off air later.
So go to the next one with the black and red with the briefcase.
Yeah, right there. Look, you can zoom in a little. Yeah, it says it. It says
Yep, there you go. So he's okay.
What does it say? We have to figure this out.
Well,
we'll figure it out.
I'm looking at the briefcase and the fact that he's got the Fly Lawyer with the golden buckle with the HL.
Right.
And then that, so it's all the little things. The golden buckle.
You know what that means, though? That means he has multiple suitcases because you always have to match it. You got the blue one. He has multiple briefcases with those colors and make sure he matches everything all the time.
Do you think like he'll tell his wife, like his wife will say, "What do you want today?" And he'll go, "Get me HL," and that's how she knows what briefcase to bring him.
This is a guy who takes pride in his attire.
All right, you ready for this, Tommy? Phil, you ready?
Let's go.
You guys ready? This is how he pulled up today.
Where?
Hell yeah!
And he got the Louis Vuitton on his feet.
Look at the hat. Look at how. Look at the balls it takes.
Okay, so look at that hat. You see how he got the red under? Under his shoes, it's red just like the hat. So if you look under his shoes, it's exactly the color of his hat.
What kind of car emblem is that? I can't make that
up. That's a Maybach.
I was going to say, okay, a Maybach. I was going to say, it looked like the grill looked like a Rolls Royce for a minute, but...
There's a Mercedes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Fly Lawyer.
Well, let's hope. Shut up. Nope. I approve.
All right. We're going to tag him.
They fly and they really not fly. He's fly for sure.
So yeah, we're gonna tag him in this little clip, and we're gonna try to get him here. He's in Atlanta, somewhere near Atlanta. So I'm gonna get him. We're gonna try to get him. So Fly Lawyer, the red carpet is rolled out from Harris in Philly all the way down I-95 to Atlanta for you. Just walk it in style. Ease on down the road, if you will, my friend. We would love to have you. So
you want to take a shot?
A what? Think we're losing Phil. It happens.
A little bit.
Guys, while we're trying to get Phil on, I want to show you guys something. You know how we've been trying to get Angel Metro to not die, wrestling people like Low Life Louis Ramos and stuff?
Yeah.
I came across this. Look at this. Now, I thought it was Angel. It's not Angel. It's someone named Emerson Jane.
She kind of looks like Scout Taylor Compton from Rob Zombie's Halloween. She played Laurie Strode. That's who she looks like a little bit in the face. My horror fanatics will know who I'm talking about, but go on.
Speaking of horror fanatics, Phil had a funny look on his face. I think he's having technical difficulties. But they put darts through her cheek.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I smell a work.
Have you ever been standing at a dartboard or near a dartboard when someone didn't know you were there and they threw the dart and like you felt it whiz by you? I have.
Yeah.
I don't want it landing in my cheek. That's unbelievable.
It's kind of disgusting, but I smell a work. I'm not trying to downplay her. It's definitely a gnarly stunt or whatever, but it's sort of like, you know how Mickey Knuckles has like those dimple cheek piercings. I think that's what it is.
It could be, but it's just amazing that this is what happens now.
That's wrestling, I guess. Right.
Is Angel Metro going to do this?
Good question. Very good.
There you
question.
Go. Danger Saul. I saw a video of her pulling out the darts. Oh, well, send us that. Next week we'll show it on here. That was just for Donnie. Donnie's in traffic right now. coming back from Myrtle Beach. Donnie. Shout out to Donnie. Yeah. Donnie was down in Myrtle Beach and he sent us this, guys. We got an official message from Myrtle Beach. You ready?
Oh yeah. Oh wow. You know what that is, guys? Silver police.
So this poor woman in Myrtle Beach thought she could wear silvers and get away with it, but Donnie has officially put her on blast, guys.
Mm-hmm. I would too, straight up. I mean, Myrtle Beach is that's a bad area, Johnny.
Yeah, Donnie was down in Myrtle Beach filming Cheer Dad, his new sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep. He was Donnie B was getting into a bad area just for us. And you know how it was a bad area because he knew that as a former officer of the law, he had to, you know, make note of a certain violation. Donnie's our silver police.
Donnie is our silver police. We have to have like a whole method. Like once we accuse them, then we have to do the wrestler's court.
We have to try this non-worker, this woman who, for all we know, just saw the pants and we're like, oh, you know, those are cute, you know, no big deal. But no, she happened to have been in the bad area that is Myrtle Beach and just walking on by Donnie B, the man of the law. Hey, what's up, President?
I don't know what happened.
Phil. Hey, you broke the internet. Wrestling Revolver just put out that you're going to be there Saturday, and the whole internet went down. That's what just happened.
Broke the internet.
It's wrestling's equivalent of the Watergate scandal. Phil loses signal, and then next thing you know, he comes back, and all of a sudden, he's on a flyer.
Phil, will you be at this, or will this be in the long litany of no-shows that you've been doing lately?
Bro!
Never no showed a day in his life. God bless him.
Wow.
I can't even believe you would say that.
I resemble that remark.
I was gonna say I was afraid you were gonna say I resent that remark, but you said I resemble.
So what's up, Phil? Where can people find you?
So yes, I'll be at Wrestling Revolver this Saturday in Chicago. Revolver's making its Chicago debut at the Logan Square Auditorium. Whole lot of action taking place. Of course, I'm stalling a little bit so I can pull up the card since my internet went down 2 seconds ago.
Take your time.
But that's not, but then we'll be all seeing each other on Sunday at Federated Wrestling Alliance down in Havana Grace, Maryland.
And I have that somewhere right in front of me. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you the guys
Andre, making... they got me doing the Andre, guys.
It's a good day when you see the Andre. You know, I said last week that if I were to go to heaven, you know, God would be up there with Andre the Giant. I mean every part of that, you know.
And Jinder.
And Jinder. Well, Jinder is God. Todd is God, but Jinder is God, and Andre is up there. But I digress. But the fact that Johnny is doing the Jandre, as I call it.
Ooh, I like that.
He does the Jandre. The Jandre.
Love it.
He does the Jandre, and then what he's going to do is he's going to compete exclusively in Battle Royals from now on.
So, Phil, did you see this while you were on sabbatical? We showed this. See, you weren't late today. So you had to dip out for your long, extra long break. So either way, you're behind again. But here, what is this?
What the hell?
Why do you allow these things to happen?
I mean, sometimes people do things outside of my jurisdiction, and this is one of them.
Those are British darts, by the way.
I was like, I don't even know who this Emerson Jane.
I don't know. Get a GoFundMe up.
I said she looked like Rob Zombie's Laurie Strode.
She's pretty. She shouldn't be doing this. This was all for Donnie, and he's not here. I just wanted Donnie to see and be disgusting.
I was trying to see the name on the title belt to see, like, it said something wrestling. I just couldn't see it. But you know who else has a GoFundMe out now? Cole Radrick. Cole Radrick blew out his ACL. That.
Yeah.
So he's having surgery on Thursday. Very cool. In one way, I'm happy that it's happening so fast for him, because like when I had mine, I had to wait like 5 weeks before I had my surgery. But he's getting it Thursday, so that's good.
He and Alec Price, the garbage daddies, I guess, had to either relinquish or there was a whole thing where basically they couldn't defend the GCW titles, the tag titles, that is. So it wound up going back on a VOF.
They got attacked before their match, whole thing.
Right. So, and you know, from what I heard, it was a non-wrestling injury. It happened like while he was at the gym or something. So, you know, that's the worst when it's something that, you know, like, I don't want to say it could have been prevented, but it's like, you know, it's never in the match when these type of injuries go down. It's always during exercise or something, you know, routine. So that's just the worst.
Yeah.
You know, I feel for him. If you guys have the opportunity to support, please support Cole Radrick. I know there's a lot of GoFundMes out there right now for wrestlers, and you know, whether people are dealing with death, whether people are dealing with sickness, you know, failing health. The best thing that you could do right now is be supportive. Buy the merchandise, buy the autographs, buy the pictures, you know, go to the meet and greets, go to the shows. If talent is offering any subscription-based content online, you know, like chip in, you know, if they have a Patreon, if they have something like that, you know, that you could donate to, particularly to Spo Wrestling, you know, keys to this city available. I'm sorry, 25th anniversary. Why did I say keys to the city? I'm pretty sure
We're watching the watch along.
Yeah. The watch along to keys to the city. Okay. Yes. But I digress. You know, there's a lot of good attention going on in wrestling, but there's also a lot of negative attention going on in wrestling that I'm not personally going to speak of because, quite frankly, I'm disgusted by it. But if you know, you know. Support those in need. So that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, I was quoted on here two weeks ago saying Cole Radrick's one of the best attitudes in wrestling. I'm so sorry. I didn't. That's terrible. I hope he gets everything he needs. You know, a lot of the wrestlers don't have health insurance. I'm not saying he doesn't. I don't know.
He was fired from his job because he can't do his job while he's banged up. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, poor dude, man. Well, God bless him. He'll be all right. He'll come back better than ever. He's got a lot of support.
Yeah, he does. That's
fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is crazy. But yeah, so back to real quick, Phil. So Sunday you were talking about, we're going to all be there. The Jandre, what are you going to be doing usually on Sunday?
So I will, typically at FWA, I'm on commentary. So I will be right next to the ring. I have the best seat in the house to call all the action.
Is there going to be a vending machine behind you?
No, but there is a bar in the back of the theater. I'm just waiting for the punchline.
There you go.
The punch. Wow.
I'm going to be there with these guys. I'm going to be around the ring, Phil. Maybe me and you will get into it, like Crush and Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Look, Marie Bernie is saying FWA is amazing down at the how do you say it?
Havre de Grace. It's almost like you're saying Luigi Primo or Luigi Mangione. Havre de Grace. Like,
she's going to have her a good time.
There you go.
I get it.
Have it a good time.
So that's this Sunday.
Yes.
So we got a pretty fun weekend coming up. Did you guys, you know what I wanted to ask you before we get back to the match? We got to get back to the match. Did you guys see Yaya the Gremlins, you know his company, Gremlin House Wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that he crowned a new champion, his first ever champion in New Jersey a week and a half ago or so?
I've seen that.
Did you guys see it? So his champion is this guy, Hoka. He's from the Isle of Tonga, right?
Dope belt.
Okay.
And he's one of Booker T's guys. Okay, so you look at that picture, right? All right, you guys ready for this? Look at him in scale now.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Why is this man not in NXT yet? Like, this. Listen, remember the name Hoka, everybody.
We're going to be seeing him everywhere in about a year, probably less.
Right.
Dude, what's
Booker T? Sometimes it's just about getting the attention to you.
Well, what's Booker T? 6'6"?
Yeah.
At least. Mm-hmm. Right?
No.
Booker T is 6'3".
Booker T is 6'3". So this dude's
6'5"?
4. I mean, both these guys are big, you know, like the King is a big guy. Let's not make any mistake about it. But this, you know, his student.
It's why we put over Yaya, man. Dude knows what he's doing. He brought this dude in from Texas to have his title. It's good.
And it is a dope belt. It is a dope belt, yeah. You know.
It is.
You know, salute to anybody who right off the bat is you know, investing in their company right.
Yep, and it's unique.
Absolutely. All right, let's get back to the match a little bit, you guys. JP Grayson versus Griffin McCoy from Key to the City.
Mistake jawjacking, but he had a secondary plan, which was a poke right to the eyes.
There's no wasted movement when it comes to Griffin McCoy. Everything he does is planned, and everything he does is effective inside those ropes.
I got to agree with you again. I hate to, Ralph.
You must.
Hey.
It teases you, doesn't it? Doesn't it? To agree with this man here.
I know, yes, but I'm right so often.
Big time wheelbarrow to an arm drag. McCoy feeling it.
Deep, cinched in arm drag.
Hitting him from all angles right now. JP with a beautiful Rana, sending him right to the ropes.
Griffin McCoy's got to slow down this pace.
Oh!
Big time chop.
JP's going to try to use his speed and his quickness in this matchup. Griffin's got to slow this down, holding on to the rope there.
JP with the experience advantage over Griffin.
Hanging on is McCoy, sending him over, landing on his feet on the apron is JP. Big time sweep. Oh, a running victim to the back, sending him right into the crowd.
Yikes.
Wow. Nice. Is that true? Do you think Griffin, who has been wrestling longer, Thomas, Griffin or your brother?
Well, my brother and I started training September 6, 2014, had our first match actually 10 years ago, March 29th, or whatever WrestleMania 31 weekend is, that Friday. So if WrestleMania 31 was...
So roughly
10 years. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a fact nerd. Okay. So, don't judge me.
But I wonder how long Griffin's been going. He's been right around the 10 year mark too, right? He's got to be.
If I'm not mistaken, Griffin has been wrestling probably since 2017, 2018, maybe 2016. And the only reason I say maybe is because if I'm not mistaken, I know Jordan Oliver is the most experienced of Young, Dumb, and Broke. I think Charlie Griffin and Pat Dynamite all started collectively around the same time. So if people want to pull up their cage match or, you know, find out exactly when,
That's exactly what I did.
So there you go. President, can we get some data analysis, please?
The first match he has listed is in 2016, but then there's like a 2-year gap till 2018. So either Cage match is wrong or it's 2016.
Griffin?
Mm-hmm. For wow. A tryout show at IWA Mid-South.
We're really? Having a great match. The action's nonstop. I'm getting out of breath just watching all these flips and flying around. I feel bad if people are only listening to this.
You said
check
it goes
it out
from
on YouTube.
You said it goes from 2016 to 2018, Phil?
Yeah. They had a tryout match with Ellis Taylor, so that makes that sense.
Dynamite's old name. Mm-hmm.
And then 2018 is then packed with a whole bunch of dates. So either there was a gap or just whatever, but I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, oh, it's like 2018, but
when in 2016, like what month, if you don't mind me asking?
Let me go back to it. Sorry, because I closed it already.
I'm just because I'm trying to retrace like my past, and like I know Dojo Wars was arguably like at its peak between 2016 and 2017, so I'm not like. Yeah. So I would imagine that, like, you know, if he was doing an IWA Mid-South tryout, then he had to have already been in Dojo Wars with those guys. But, you know, Cage Match.
That feels too early then.
What do you mean?
This says 2016, December 2016.
Okay, then I see exactly what happened. All right. Okay. So what probably happened was he probably started training summer or spring of 2016. And DJ probably kept him off shows for a while, but if I guess that was a leave the nest match.
Maybe, because then there is this run of Dojo War shows that start in 2018.
Right.
So I don't know. So either, like I said, either Cage Match has something goofy or that just happens to be the date. Because, and I don't know if, to be fair, I don't know if CZW is where he started his training.
I'm pretty sure first, and I'm pretty sure all those guys were born and bred at CZW.
Okay.
Because they were all trained by Jimmy Rave at the time, who was running the classes at the time. Because they all credit Jimmy as their trainer.
Gotcha. But he came later because by the time I left, I can't remember what year that was. I left. Jimmy had just come around, and so I don't know. So let's say as old as 2016.
Got it. So. All right, so we're talking 8 to 10 years. So, sorry about going off on a tangent right there. I'm trying to, but the fact is that Griffin is on par with, you know, experience in this match. You know, he takes my brother to the limit. You know, it's not necessarily about the number of years. You could be wrestling for, you know, 2 years over somebody, but if you've only been wrestling, you know, once a week, as opposed to somebody who's brand new but is wrestling, you know, maybe like 3 times a week consistently, it's eventually the curve is gonna flatten.
All right, let's get back to the action.
Running Spinal Tap
right in front of the little kid that gave him a hug before.
Little kid that gave him a hug before.
It's gonna follow him out. JP taking a rest there.
Griffin,
in the crowd.
He spotted him.
Big
stalking
lot of
him
momentum.
Out. Stalking him out. Big time drop kick.
Did you see anything illegal there?
No, I don't see anything illegal.
Thank
pulling
you.
The rug right, right over.
Into the cover. Referee called that a one count. Seems a bit slow. Also taking the time to tie his shoes. Bit unprofessional there.
And the crowd is firmly behind JP Grayson.
Big time body slam setting him up as he heads up top.
Top guy.
Making sure his hair is suave.
It's top guy time, guys.
Pointing to
I
the
just
invisible
want you to realize
watch.
That.
Whoa, ooh. Wasting too much time with
JP
his top
lifts
watch.
The foot up.
Griffin's shaking it off, though.
Down but not out. He misses a knee.
He went from checking his watch to seeing stars.
But quickly into the sleeper hold there.
Cut him right down.
Sleeper hold. Phil, you used a sleeper hold ever?
I did. I used a Tasmission for a long time as my finish.
You know who I used to think? Piper. I used to love the way Piper put you in it. It felt like when he, because he always did it off of a whip off.
Yeah. Right.
And he would sidestep you. He would like sidestep you, and then like it would look like the crook of his arm was so deep underneath your chin somehow, didn't it?
It did. It did. But I have a question about Griffin McCoy. Does the mustache give him too much ego?
I think so.
Does that power him? Because it takes a brave soul with that mustache.
I mean, it's one of those handlebar mustaches, and it's like it.
There's not even a handlebar.
I'm not a fan of it. But that's just me. What do I know? But the match is going really well. I mean, both these guys are in perpetual motion.
Yeah. Give him a little momentum as he caught him with that sleeper hold.
And JP is fading right now.
See, he's fading fast, but he's back to life.
Right now, JP would usually be thinking, I need to make a tag. That's not an option right now.
Good analysis.
Work. I believe he's waited a corner. Holiday. Maybe going to get a break. Broke it off, yes.
But quickly back into it.
A lot of fight in JP right now.
JP rolls Griffin out of the corner. Boots meeting face. A spinning back elbow right across the chin.
Sling blade. And another.
Just hitting him. Whoa, what a drop kick.
Light.
Picturesque drop kick.
The air.
It takes a lot of height to get him in his mug right there as Griffin is big time tall.
JP floats over with a neck breaker.
Flipping neck breaker, nails it.
Griffin's in trouble.
Got to get a better
two count.
A little deeper cover there and a hooked leg. It might have been a three count, guys.
Mm-hmm. That patented Shannon Moore style front neck breaker that us Spaxies have gone on. Oh, speaking of Shannon Moore, there's Jesse Neal and the Duke Violent J.
And Shannon and Moore.
And Shannon Moore.
Bill, you see him?
I do.
I didn't know that was Shannon Moore.
Yeah, I wouldn't have recognized that at all.
Shannon, actually, believe it or not, probably is in the best shape of his life right now. He's extremely jacked. He's wrestling better than he probably ever has. I just want to, you know, delve into this and then we can get into Bad Area real quick before we get back to this match. But we actually wrestled Ink Inc. for the ALW tag team titles this past Friday in Cocoa Beach, Florida. And, you know, full disclosure, Ink Inc. or Shannon especially was a huge influence to my brother and I. And they actually crossed paths. Well, Shannon actually crossed paths with Johnny and Trent back in the day when he was part of a group called the Bad Street Boys back in the day with Christian York, Joey Matthews, and Gregory Shane Helms. So for this to have gone down and for them to have a backseat match the way that they did, it was almost like, you know, it was very full circle. So just want to give a quick shout out to Shannon Moore and Jesse Inc., our new ALW tag team champions. That match will be available on Triller very soon, so stay tuned for that.
Excellent. Looks like you had a good time.
That was fun. Not the biggest fan of Orlando, but I guess we could get into Bad Area real quick.
Great segue.
Brief segue. So, Orlando, Florida, or Cocoa Beach, Florida. Full disclosure. It's not anything disgusting to look at, but you Floridians, you got some nerve having the attitude that you have and your complete disregard for anything. And I know it ain't just me, because there were several people complaining all throughout by the time I got into Orlando about the vibe not being good. I don't know if it was something in the air. I don't know if whatever's going on, but no, I've never liked Florida. I don't like the South. And anytime I go to Florida, I'm just reminded of why I don't want to go there. So, in my opinion, Florida takes the cake for Bad Area.
The whole
worse than St. Worse than St. Louis. Yeah, I would rather go to, you know, a place like St. Louis or Cleveland or Detroit before I go to Florida any day of the week.
Wow.
Yep.
What about Boca? Don't you got to go down to Boca?
You kidding me? I don't go down enough.
No, stop.
Listen, there's rules to every, or there's exceptions to every rules. But as far as I'm concerned, Boca like doesn't count as Florida. Boca's a resort. Okay. Florida, like there are some really disgusting parts of Florida. And I'm sorry, the most disgusting feeling in the world is going into that Orlando airport.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while, so I guess I don't know. I gotta check
it's
that
pretty,
out.
It's pretty gross. The humidity is gross. The people in Florida are gross. Their IQ is probably a bare minimum of like 50 on a good day. Yeah, no thanks.
Backseats to America. One bad area at a time.
That's right. And then, of course, we wound up in St. Louis, Missouri / Saugat, Illinois this past Sunday for Game Changer Wrestling, America's Most Wanted. Yo, what up, old school legend? Will we be fighting Sunday at FWA? Yes, we will. We will be wrestling. We'll be wrestling. And now, St. Louis is notorious for being one of the worst neighborhoods, actually the worst neighborhood in America.
No.
And let me just, yeah.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
No, it is. St. Louis. It is. It's one of the worst.
Sure.
And I'm pretty sure this is the same hotel I stayed at when JCW was in St. Louis back on the Train of Terror tour. Let me just say the entire hotel reeked of smoke. Cigarette smoke.
So it
wasn't even the good kind, like if it smelled like weed, I'd be like, okay, welcoming. No, it was just, you could tell that it was cigarette smoke, and people were smoking cigarettes to drain out the smell of other activity going on, if you catch my drift. So, because when there's smoke, there's fire. But Backseat Boys took on, actually, the Backseat Boys teamed with the Wraith, the Six Jokers card, to take on the Brothers of Funstruction and Dynamite Danny Moe at GCW America's Most Wanted, which you could catch on the Triller app currently. And then, of course, the good stuff at the end, where those bozos from GCW decided to interrupt the Duke set and start throwing fists. So, not going to say anything further. Sean Ross reported on it, so go check your ex about that. But all I'm going to say is that y'all are some party crashers, bottom line.
Some shiznit went down, huh?
Mm-hmm. And you know what Cypress Hill says, when the shit goes down, you got to be ready. Mm. So GCW wants a war. Get ready, because psychopathic soldiers come strapped, always.
There you go.
Nah, I mean.
Let's get back to this match right quick. That's enough of bad areas.
So close for JP.
JP really showing something here against the top guy.
I think he's going to go up top again, maybe. No, he's going to set him up. Calling it to corner. Double knee, sending him.
Oh, reversal. Sends JP into the turnbuckle.
Comes McCoy, and there goes
Slings
McCoy.
Through.
That speed I was talking about.
Whoa.
He's all over the place.
Evading everything. JP hits him.
Super kick.
Oh, that was on the button.
Right on the button, on the chin. Oh. And only a two count.
Again with the lax cover. We got to talk to your brother about covers, Tommy. He's got to be hooking that leg deeper and putting more body weight on the guy.
Well, I think what it is you want to build up to a cover, because he did say something the other day that if a finish is going to go down, then, you know, that's when you officially
beautiful
do it.
Offense, you know, it's beautiful offense. I mean, they could be doing tackle drop down dart in the cheek. They're not, you know, they're working.
Could we book someone to do tackle drop down dart in the cheek? I'd be interested.
I'm negotiating with myself to do that, actually.
Yeah. So what's it going to be? Are we going to get Zandig to recreate the meat hooks again?
Oh, God.
Full disclosure, I'm one of the few people that actually support the meat hook angle, only because I don't think that it was anything that the people of CZW wouldn't have been exposed to, because it had already been done before in a pre-tape. I get that people like seeing that up close in person might have been different, but you know, when you think about CZW, what it was and what Zandig was willing to do for the company and whatnot, you know.
Right. No, you're right, man. He was a Christ-like figure in a way. It was interesting.
That's what I'm saying. Was it extra? Yeah, sure. But you know.
Yeah, but in order for, yeah. He blocked for us. In order, he created the stage we got to work on.
Right. And as he said, you know, it was an angle. They suspended me, so I suspended the cage.
Yeah. So did you guys, I want to show you something funny before we get back to the match. Last week we looked at Eric Bischoff. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I came across this. So there's this actor everyone knows that plays Hector in like 11 different movies. Did you guys mm-hmm. hear about this?
I saw this.
Yeah.
Look, in Price of Glory, role Hector. In Ghetto Rhapsody, Hector. The Animal, gang leader Hector. Hector. Everything Hector.
Well, the most famous one is Training Day.
Yeah, that's on there.
Yeah, because the scene with because of the scene with Denzel.
Right.
I'm sorry, with Ethan Hawke.
Ethan. Now look at Masked and Anonymous. He played inmate Hector. A little bit of a change.
Oh, okay.
So he's not typecast. Now imagine you guys are going to like a brand new movie and you're trying to try out for a part of Hector, and you walk in and you see this guy sitting in the waiting room. You just turn around and leave.
Right.
So can you pull that back up for a sec? Because I did see something else about that.
Yeah.
In my attention to detail, my eagle eye. So go to the third down, the Animal. He's gang leader Hector.
Gang leader Hector. Yeah, that he really had to go out on a limb to play that role. Yeah.
So what would the difference between gang leader Hector and inmate Hector be? I mean, is one just on the street and one is in the cell?
It just time.
Is he repentant? Is he
time and date?
A leader in jail? Like, what's the role?
So you gang leader Hector was outside of jail.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what got him put in jail.
Okay, so you could take the Hector out of the gang, but you can't take the gang out of the Hector.
No, you can't. And then
right before he got locked up, the movie was called The Gangsta Hit, and then he got locked up. Then it was inmate Hector.
Dude, if you can get Hector, would you guys pop if we could get Hector at Harris Casino?
Oh, there you go.
What would we have him do? Well, he would play a role of a guy named Hector.
Well, that's what we need.
I think his real name is Hector.
We just need a wrestler
playing himself.
We just need a wrestler named Hector, who's essentially just, you know how Mosh Pit Mike is the man of a thousand gimmicks, so we have the man of a thousand Hectors.
Hector is just—he's over, man. We got to get him. All right, we're gonna reach out to Hector, and we're gonna see if we can get him, like the fly lawyer. It'll be great, man. We'll be doing face. All the kids can get face tattoos at Harris on April 27th, guys. It'll be fun.
Lovely. Parents will be so happy.
Face tattoos and embroidered fly lawyer on lapels for everyone.
Nothing in between. Just straight teardrops and lapel pins.
Mm-hmm. Call him Hector Fatu, someone said.
Oh, no.
From the Isle of Tonga, it's Hector. Let's get Hector standing next to Booker T to see how big he is.
People are already saying that the bloodline thing has jumped the shark. So no, that'll just
With Hector in the bloodline, it all starts over. It's like right. House of the Dragon. It's a whole new epic.
Please, can we lay off the world building for one segment?
No, apparently not. But anyway, people seem to enjoy it.
Good. Enjoy our world building, because this is literally what we do all day. Is we'll just text each other about just ideas for people. And I'm like, these people don't even work for us.
But Hector's real name is Noel Guglielmi.
No, it's not. Nope. I refuse to accept that, Phil. What did he just wake up one day and decide Hector is his new obsession? The name Hector
I mean, when you get acting roles, you really don't get your choice. So like either he fell into it. I will say, as I look up his IMDb, there's a lot of Hectors, but there's a lot of other names in there too.
He plays other
Yeah, there's a fair amount of Hectors, though. There's Hector, Kevin, Julio, Hector, Hector, Alfonso, Hector, Hector, Sam, Paul, Louis, Big Homie, Eddie, Chavez, Detective Perez, Diego. No, I don't see any more Hectors. But so I think they oversold it a little bit, but there were a few Hectors.
And what's his real first name?
Noel.
Noel. Why wouldn't it be? Noel.
Well, this is also, I think, an example of Hollywood not being able to come up with anything original.
And it's how do we spell Noel?
N-O-E-L.
Oh, no.
Like Noel Gallagher.
Right.
Noel.
Oh my gosh.
Noel is the female version. If it's a guy, it's just right. Noel.
I know.
Oh, is that true?
At least that's my impression.
I heard Noel was as a male name too.
The guy that hosts the British baking show's name is Noel, and he says Noel like that. Interesting.
Well, that's also because the British have they don't pronounce vowels because they might have created the language, but they skip over enunciations all the time because they're flawed people.
Does Hector have the Terry clause? Like, is he going to be like, yo, that's not going to work for me, brother, when they tell him he's got to play, like, you're going to be playing Maurice today. That's not going to work for me, brother.
So he does Terry business?
Terry. Sure. He's Hulk Hogan of the acting world, this guy. He only goes over. He will not do a job.
Love it.
Hector just refuses to keep his shoulders to the mat.
Basically.
Speaking of keeping your shoulders to the mat, we got to talk to your brother about pinning Griffin better. Let's get back to this.
Man would have been laid out by that, but Griffin McCoy with the kick out.
What a matchup right now. I can't see both men losing right now. That's why it's a great matchup.
Crowd getting into it.
Looking for that unprettier.
Yeah, he's got to twist him over, and that's the tough task with a man this size. No.
Uh-oh.
Escapes. Ooh. Off those ropes, but gets caught by the top guy.
This got to be a spin around deal.
Well, the referee ducked.
Whoa.
Big spin around deal by the top guy.
Thunder bomb.
Nice kick out. Guys, I got to put the ref over. Have you ever seen, like, you're waiting for the ref to just get hit like a dope, right? Have you ever seen a ref actually do this? Watch.
It's got to be a spin around deal.
Smartest ref in the business.
Whoa.
Right?
Big spin around deal by the top guy.
Thunder bomb.
Whoa.
Man. Griffin wasn't able to get the ankles over the shoulders there. If had he been able to do that, that would have been.
Pause it real quick. So I just want to put Jason over real quick for that spot because not only did he duck, but. You know, for all of my newbies in wrestling or people who want to pick up on little small things, when Jason ducked and Griffin went for the cover, he kept the figure eight, went over, counted the pin, looked right up at the timekeeper, which was in hard cam, made the cue, and then communicated down. You know what I'm saying? All without saying a word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Those are little things that, like, people who watch enough wrestling, you know, and are in the business will eventually pick up on. So, you know, people saying referee, you know, just stands there and counts. No, referee can make a good match great or a great match fantastic or a good match bad. So
sure.
Yeah.
But like part of me was waiting for Griffin to spin JP and JP's feet to hit the referee, like a glazing glance blow. And the referee falls down like he got hit with a shotgun,
like the glass ref spot.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't that. He ducked and saw it coming. What a ref would actually do in that predicament, he did.
Yeah,
and that kind of thinking on your feet. From what I know about being a referee, which is not a lot, distinguishes you from other refs to be able to think like on your feet. So good for him. Good job.
No, ref. It does.
Good job, ref Jason. If anyone asks, I will deny putting you over, but I.
What are they saying? I'm just asking.
I don't listen to these people. Griffin looking to put away one half of the tag team champions.
Man, JP's in deep trouble right now.
Look at the scars and the welts on the back of JP.
hanging on to his leg for dear life.
Off the ropes goes McCoy. Look for that pump kick, but it's caught.
And here we go. Again, he goes for it, and again, he fails.
Look at that sense.
Wow.
With the roll through.
No way.
That power.
Oh. Look at the power game of JP. This hidden strength.
That was a monster.
That was a tough test.
Big slam.
Yeah, it's crazy how he moves like that and the power.
Shades of a front handle slam.
Powerhouse.
That was impressive.
With the roll through. That was severely impressive.
Unbelievable athleticism there. JP goes to the top.
Top rope bound is JP. Dillon not moving.
Oh, the ref is kicked into the ropes.
No, the ref's shoe was untied. He tripped. We saw him.
No, he did not trip.
Griffin hits.
Griffin McCoy purposely kicked the ref, making JP lose his footing on the top rope.
I don't know.
How dare you, sir?
I don't see how you saw that. We were talking about how the shoes were untied earlier. And now look for a superplex all the way from the top
all the way
rope.
Up.
Way up in the chandeliers.
With massive authority, that superplex connects a cover and only a two count.
Only two.
I got to breathe. How long were they on the top rope? My God, I don't even like sitting my butt on the top turnbuckle.
And I don't know about you guys, but the superplex is always one of those moves that, like, I cringe every single time I see someone take it. I have no problem taking it, and it's probably, like, any flip off the top, you know, especially if it's a controlled flip like that, is actually one of the, you're going to think I'm crazy, but it's one of the lighter bumps, but doesn't change the fact. It just looks devastating.
Absolutely. And you saw that thing on the ring bounce. Did you see that?
Yeah.
When they hit, like, I don't know what that was, but there's like this little black thing in the ring on the bottom. See it down there? Little black dot. I think it's like a piece of tape or something. When they hit, it actually jumps up in the air. Watch the little piece of tape.
With massive authority.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
The whole ring shifted when they landed. That hurts, man. Mm-hmm. For real. God.
Look at his reaction.
Ugh, I can't even imagine. But anyway.
That superplex connects a cover and only a two count.
Only two.
Crowd's getting into this. Look at this.
Unreal.
And look, Griffin goes right to the crowd. Look at him showing the crowd his face.
Down half of the backseat, boys.
See, he's underrated, man. Dude, season.
Competitors are digging deep into that well, into that gas tank to pull everything out in this match.
Yes. Good job, Chris Briscoe.
Need to understand that these fans are just fueling Griffin McCoy, motivating him.
Whoa. Connects.
This is sick, this
shot
exchange.
Being returned. Griffin to JP. JP to McCoy.
Both men not giving an inch right now. European uppercut. Exchanging right now.
And these are bombs being exchanged.
JP getting the best of them right now.
Block, swing, miss.
Oh.
Duck.
Oh.
These two clearly have done their homework on one another.
Missing the back fist, missing the kick. Unloads. This
sets
is the third
up.
Attempt.
Trying to go for it one last time.
And fails again.
Griffin has it scouted.
Oh, my God.
That move might not be the ticket right now. He failed three
Yakuza
times.
Yakuza kick.
Oh.
Basement drop kick. The educated feet of Griffin McCoy.
Basement drop kick. That's the technical name for it, isn't it?
The style, when he's in the corner and the guy comes in overhead with like a missile drop kick, like downward.
Well, Griffin's definitely the heel in this match. You can tell by the crowd reaction. Griffin, you know what Griffin is? Griffin is a wise ass. He's the kid who mouths off to his friend's parents when they're, you know what I mean? Like, that's him. You know, Johnny, I don't want you hanging around with that Griffin anymore. He's a bad influence. He's always Weisenheimer to the other adults in the neighborhood. Like, that's the kind of personality Griffin has. So, yeah, he's a good wrestler, but right, he's cocky. See, Marie Bernie saying, Griffin's a good wrestler. I just don't like him. He's too cocky. Well, I mean, I didn't like Jeff Jarrett in the Monday Night Wars. He had go-home heat for me, but now I think he's the best friggin' thing on television. So, jury's still out on Griffin. Give him a chance. Get back to the action, you guys.
I agree.
Let's go.
I believe this guy might, JP might be unconscious right now. I'm trying to see if there's any movements coming from his arm, and there's not.
JP taking those big, deep breaths like he's running on fumes. Oh! Ooh.
Rise and shine.
Ha!
That echoed.
Like a gunshot. Griffin, very dangerous position here.
He might be going for that spin wheel deal right from the top rope, could it be?
JP's fighting out of it.
Matter of fact, I seen this. This was amazing.
Three elbows to the back of the head.
Precariously perched on that second rope. These
one mistake will send one man flying right to the
look at that balance.
Hard floor.
Uh-oh.
Firing back and
just they're just firing back and forth. When will this end?
While exchanging. Wow. Amazing.
How are they
headbutts now?
Breaking them down. What a war right now. What a war on the ropes.
He's got him hooked.
Here comes the fourth attempt.
Hold on.
Pretty hard from the second rope.
Oh my God.
Can JP get in for the cover?
He's going
for it again.
Two in a row. One from the top and one from the ground.
Oh, God.
Griffin's down.
Double time with the unpretty
leg.
And a three count.
There you go.
JP wins.
What a matchup.
Great matchup.
Wow.
And here is your winner.
What a battle.
I have to give it to the top guy, Griffin McCoy. Him and JP lay it out. They threw out bombs. They put out all stops. But the victor is JP Grayson.
There it is. JP Grayson beat Griffin. So, guys, next week we're going to show another match. I don't know which one. We got the dumpster match. We got the Velcros match. We got the Key to the City match. We got a lot of stuff we can show. So we got the women's match. We got Blade and Gotch versus the Rep.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'd like to see that.
I would too. Maybe that's what we'll do next week. We'll surprise everyone. We'll see what we're going to do next week. Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yep.
I like it.
If anyone has any requests of specific matches that they would like to see next week, feel free to message us on Spo Wrestling, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or you can message us individually. And the president will be tallying up the votes as his next parliamentary procedure, of course.
Absolutely. And Big Rel will be performing, the battle rapper. We've also signed AJIF. He will be there doing his set as well. And the beautiful Elena Mizernaya will be there representing the spokes models. We're going to add another model very soon, as soon as possibly tonight. So keep an eye on Spo Wrestling on Instagram, and you're going to hear, we're going to build the Spo models to a 3-woman unit, a clique, if you will, that will be introducing our main events coming
are
up.
These are these the Spo girls?
These are the spokes models, yes. So we have Elena so far, the current Miss Nation Universe. And there she is on the cover of the magazine. Quite a stunning and beautiful woman. She's actually in LA right now. We're going to try to get her here next Monday. Hopefully we're going to have her here, and hopefully we will be able to announce more. She's bringing more of her pageant slash model friends with her. So
nice.
We're going to be announcing that very soon. Good stuff, awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Keith said, I trust in Phil. Keith is our student from Pro Wrestling Unplugged who is training. And next week I am going to have him on here, and hopefully he can tell us if he is up for maybe being in the Rumble or coming back in the ring in some way. I'm going to put him on the spot right here next week, Phil. And I want you here for it if you can be.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. All right. So we got a big weekend coming up, guys. FWA on Sunday. Don't forget, you can see Phil this weekend also at Wrestling Revolver on Saturday. And then us, all of us, me, the back seats, and Phil on Sunday at F WA. Tickets available at Eventbrite. That's Havre de Grace, Maryland.
Right? I make a party for the House of Warming.
A party for the House of Warming. All right. And if you need a graphic, check out Eclipse Graphics for all your graphic needs. You guys throw a dart and you'll hit it.
That's right.
That's it. Well, thanks for everything, you guys, with the bad area and everything. So next week we'll have some more bad areas for you, hopefully.
Yes, we will. Absolutely. Bad areas for life.
Peace out, guys.
One of my favorite segments.
It is.